Wojcicki, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC, Tuesday night, here live in our undisclosed location studios, deep behind the orange curtain. 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-KABC, if you would like to be on the program tonight. Lots going on in the world. I've been tracking this Khoury Ali Muhammad story up in Fresno, and I may have a few thoughts on it a little bit later in the program. But I want to address something that has been brewing on background. Because of the constraints that we have here on the program, only 1 hour a night, I cannot possibly address all the important things going on in the world. But there's been one that has been on my radar, and it's popped up again today, so I'm gonna get into it here in a second. Let me do it now. Let's do that. Bill O'Reilly. You know, so what was it, 2 weeks ago? Bunch of news stories broke about 13 million. New York Times actually ran a piece. 13 million paid out to a handful of women who had brought forward accusations. And it broke down the payments, so and some of them were fairly significant, that Fox News and Bill O'Reilly himself had made. Now, Bill O'Reilly, as you know, is the commentator, host of a program on Fox News. And of course, you know, the most successful program on TV and cable. I mean, it's millions and millions of viewers, and O'Reilly is really one of the principal driving forces for Fox News dominance in the cable news market. He is someone who Roger Ailes, who also ousted for some sexual harassment claims, had brought in, personally recruited, and built an evening lineup around the program. So you've got somebody who is a tremendous value add to the company, and it can't be, you know, I'm going to put it there, leave it there for a second, because it's an important thing to consider. Now, I always have, when I look at things that are happening in the media, in the news, and whether it's political or it's something like this, where maybe it's more of a behind the scenes type of thing. More of a social issue, perhaps. I always look at others. I have two perspectives. I always look. I'm a lawyer. You know, I look at everything. I look at things as a lawyer, but I also look at things as a business owner. It's a different set of eyes. I've got to be honest with you. They're two different perspectives. And when I combine those two, I've got lots of thought bubbles that come up about this Bill O'Reilly thing. And I want to talk about those tonight because everybody else is framing this as just a brouhaha, you know, brouhaha. Either these women are lying or Bill's a dirty guy or whatever the case is. And I feel it's a very polarized discussion. And it really doesn't get to the material facts, which I think are interesting to you and I in our daily lives. You know, many of us work in offices. Well, let's face it, most of us work. How about that for starters? So whether it's in an office or you work in a factory or you work with some guys or some gals, look, your social interactions at work in the workplace, wherever that workplace may be, are treated differently by virtue of your employment and your employer's prerogative, and in fact, your not just prerogative, their right to create a safe environment, but their duty to provide a safe environment. There's a host of laws. Your employer has, you know, he or she, right? Your boss has a duty to make the sandbox a safe place. Not in the safe place in terms of schools, but it has to provide a safe environment. And in this sense, it's all about where the line is. Now, I read some of these. I remember one of the criticisms. What was it with Ailes? Remember Roger Ailes at Fox News? And they, you know, somebody complained that he had given a long, lingering hug. And I remember reading that and I thought, this is just nonsense. And this is, somebody is just really taking this too far. But then some of the other complaints obviously were far more graphic, maybe too graphic even to share for this program, obviously crossed the line. Where's your line? Where would you draw the line? Robbie's drawing a line in the air. No, look, the point is the line gets drawn by judges and by juries. This is the lawyer's perspective, right? It's not drawn by the media. It's not drawn by political commentators. It's not even drawn by guys on the radio. It is drawn by judges and by juries. And what happens is it really depends on where that judge and jury is. And this is, so that's why you get different laws in different places, right? Because what's, the line's going to get drawn in a different place in Ohio than it is in New York City. And Bill O'Reilly's watched everywhere, but the studios where all this supposedly went down is in the heart of Manhattan. So if this ever does go to court, and this is what Fox News is thinking, right? Every employer goes, okay, what's two things to consider? Morale in the office and everybody's safety, and then, oh crap, what if I get sued? Those two things. And the answer to, oh crap, what if I get sued, what's the next logical step that you're considering? Okay, where is my lawsuit? Where's this lawsuit going to go? how's it going to turn out? You take out your crystal ball. And, you know, you move your hands around on it. You go, where's this going to go? And you're talking to your lawyer, and your lawyer says, well, let me tell you something, Fox News. You may call yourself the most trusted name in news, but you are a conservative news network that is very successful, very powerful, very wealthy. And you do business in the middle of a city that hates you. These liberals that are walking down the street, they would love to clean your clock. You take... I don't care if the woman that accuses Bill or Roger or whomever there, who accuses your network honchos and bigwigs of doing dirty things. I don't care if it's credible or not. You give that jury in Midtown Manhattan a crack at Fox News, and they will clean your clock. Any lawyer worth his salt is going to say that, is going to give Fox News that advice. And that is what is, in fact, governing all the logic that has happened to date and will happen moving forward. The $13 million in settlements, by the way, if you're shocked by that, if you think that that's some sort of proof of a smoking gun, that you think that that's it, that's the evidence. Bill O'Reilly is a dirty perv. Nobody pays $13 million out for BS accusations. Really? Hey, I hate to break it to you. Companies make decisions based on dollars, you know, money, green stuff. Now, you might be a millennial and you think that, you know, the money just sort of magically, you know, shows up in your account every month from mom and dad. But in the real world, you got to work for it. And it doesn't matter if you're dealing with billions or millions or thousands or hundreds. It's all a question of commas and the rest, it's money, it's value. Fox News and any company makes decisions based on risk and what they're willing to lose. And so exactly to my point, let's just picture your picture. I was just in New York. I walked on the streets. I was there on Saturday when they had the big tax protest. I saw if those people ended up on a jury for Bill O'Reilly, what do you know what they would do? $13 million is cheap. It's peanuts. Peanuts. So the line, the sexual harassment line, the do not cross, the DMZ, whatever you want to call it, the Trump wall, wherever you draw that line gets drawn a lot closer to basically anything is sexual harassment in New York City by a New York jury and a New York judge, right? much closer when the defendant is a conservative, you know, controversial figure backed up by a controversial network. Probably the worst thing that Trump could have done for helping his friend Bill O'Reilly out was to support him. I saw that tweet. I go, that just right there, that was the kiss of death. My God. I mean, I'm just picturing the plaintiff's lawyer giving closing arguments in Bill O'Reilly's sexual harassment case. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, and you know, even President Trump supports the defendant and says he's a good guy. Really? I mean, that's like getting a character reference letter from a man named Hitler applying for a job, you know, at the Anti-Defamation League. That's what it's like in Manhattan. I'm not exaggerating. The point being, you're dealing with a local community standard. And this is a term of art in law. Community standard. What do you think? You think if Fox News had its headquarters in Cleveland, Ohio, and you had in a suburb somewhere, and you had a bunch of conservative people, I'm telling you, the calculus, there's a meeting tomorrow happening. By the way, this is the background on this. There's a meeting tomorrow, and the parent company of Fox News is getting together. They're having a board meeting, and they're making a decision about this. That's the inside scoop. Matt Drudge, you guys know the Drudge Report, right? So Matt Drudge tweeted out, he sent out this is it. O'Reilly has had a tremendous run. Very few in the industry get to decide when and how things end. Now, people are calling this the writing of the O'Reilly obit, the kiss of death, because the sense very much is, I'm telling you, the inside scoop here is that things are over. It's not looking good for Bill. I'll tell you, I understand where Fox News is coming from, and I'm gonna unpackage it a little more and give you some. I don't know. I got to change some names and dates, but I can give you some stories of things and how they've, you know, I've had to deal with this stuff. And it is a terrible thing to be put in a position where you have a valued employee, where you've got somebody who brings value to your company. And on the other hand, you've got bad behavior. See, this really isn't about sexual harassment. The larger issue is that it's about somebody purportedly engaging in bad behavior that risks creating financial problems for the company, on one hand, and driving down morale inside the company on the other. I will tell you that as a manager, you cannot favor a important, you know, high-ranking employee. You can't favor that person to the detriment of, you know, the people that run the operation. Rank and file employees matter tremendously. Successful companies have happy employees. They don't have happy employee, happy Bill O'Reilly. They have happy employees. So the other calculation that's being made, and the reason this is being investigated, is to determine, hey, are these seven women just overly sensitive and hate Bill O'Reilly and think he's a pig is this just all a lot of baloney? Or do we have a real problem and is this man driving morale down? And I will tell you, as a business owner, there's no one too big to fire. The minute that you start to make excuses for important people, whatever the reason is, for any type of bad behavior, at that moment, you risk losing your whole company, your whole company culture. The most important thing that you create as an employer is your company culture, your people. It's your single greatest asset. And it takes a lot more to run Fox News than just Bill O'Reilly on TV. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that make Fox News what it is. And I said the same thing when Megyn Kelly was on her way out. I said, look, you know, there's only so much you can pander to a diva. And they ended up making the right decision. I'm going to talk more about this and give you some examples of this when we come back. I think this is interesting. I think it's really interesting. And I have a lot of thoughts on it. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
All right. Bill O'Reilly talking about his little sexual harassment issues at Fox. Look, it's really more than just sexual harassment. So I don't know him at all. I only say this because I don't have any particular insight on who he is as a person. But the common mistake that people make is that people get famous, they get big, they get lofty, and they start to treat people poorly. You know the article here, the one today that everybody's reacting to? They're calling it the last kind of nail in the coffin. It was some gal that was, where is it? New York Times had a piece. The woman who is not identified is African-American. She was a clerical worker, and she didn't even work for Bill O'Reilly. She was working for another media company that was presumably under the Fox 21st Century Fox umbrella. And her desk happened to be outside the Factor offices. Right? So she's got some cubicle, it's a big office space, and the Factor team, along with the host, have their offices right there. And I guess O'Reilly, according to her, now not verified, this is her testimony, her statements, that in 2008, that's a long time ago too, right? 2008, he would stop by her desk and grunt like a wild boar. Do we have a sound effect of this anywhere? A wild boar grunt. I feel like I'm letting you down. There should have been a sound effect. Okay. We don't have one. Then he would tell her, you know, looking good, girl. What else? He would look at her cleavage and legs. Now, by the way, this is the first I've ever heard of that. Men apparently do this. Is that right? Looked at her cleavage and legs and then called her. And this is where it just, you're thinking about where the line is? I'll tell you, I'm just reading this and I'm telling you, this is where the line got crossed. He called her hot chocolate, which is obviously a reference to her race. And I'm reading this and I'm going, how demeaning. I mean, it's sexual harassment. Okay, how you're a big host, you're an important person in the company. Why behave this way? And so now Fox News is in a position where they've got to react to it, right? They're forced to react to it. I told you I was going to get, I'll give you an example, and I would love to give you great detail on this, and you'll just have to trust me that that the detail is good, but I can't give it to you. But I will tell you that I have, on several occasions, and in one in particular that stands out in my mind, was forced to choose, a relatively low-level employee bring an accusation against a relatively high, a very important employee at the firm. And there were witnesses to the behavior. There was documentation. There were text messages that had been sent sort of acknowledging the conduct from before and apologizing for it or kind of trying to mitigate it. So I felt there was evidence. You know, I had an allegation. substantiated by proof. And I, as an employer, I had no other option than to act, than to remove the person that was saying these things and doing these things to a fellow employee, a coworker. There's no question that I you know, and you know, this is the thing. You're forced to act as an employer. And that force to action may actually is really what I think is going to be the decision tomorrow. I doubt, reading all the tea leaves here, I doubt Fox can really take O'Reilly back. And it's a forced move. And O'Reilly may have in fact in the end forced it. Search my head for another example here. It's tough, though. I can't get too specific. All right, back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Well, isn't this actual? Just received an alert here from Wall Street Journal that Fox is preparing to cut ties with Bill O'Reilly. This is now being reported not just by Fox, not by just Wall Street Journal. So people are picking this up now. Look, I stand by what I said earlier in the last segment. I think this is going nowhere fast. Sam Rogowski here, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Talking about the Bill O'Reilly mess and also sort of the kind of a broader big picture view of what goes on here. You know, when I told you that I had this thought bubble, I remember my first semester in law school, I had this great professor, and I think it was actually our very first class, and it might have even been on the first day of law school. So certainly was the first week. And he told us in class, he said, you know, you're going to, when you go and when you come out of law school as a lawyer, you start to learn the law, you begin to look at the world. When you walk down the street, you begin to see little thought bubbles, little bubbles of information above things that are happening that used to happen in plain sight. But now you're going to see this little legal backstory. And some of the legal backstory that I see, and I, you know, so I thought about that, and then immediately began seeing thought bubbles everywhere. but I'm telling you, I look at this O'Reilly situation as a lawyer and as a business owner, and both instincts, both parts of me, working in unison, tell me that it's time to say sayonara. You can't have anybody that's too big to fire. And you also got to face the reality that if this goes to court, it's going to be court in New York City. You're going to have New York jurors. Remember Martha Stewart? I know she's a huge lib. So, of course, she gets a pass for that. The problem with Martha Stewart is that she's rich. And during the course of her trial, remember she went on trial for insider trading, you know, getting tips on the stock market from a guy that owned the company, and she was able to make a ton of money. And if there's anything that a bunch of New York liberals hate, it's rich people. Right? I mean, pitchforks out for the rich guys. Martha Stewart, you know, just she's a rich woman. What can you do? I mean, it's was working against her. And the case was so, I'll tell you this, the case against her was so flimsy. It was paper thin. And they convicted her. And they convicted her the same way juries in New York always convict, you know, rich people like Dennis Kozlovsky, you know, the Tyco CEO and others. Flimsy cases. The prosecutor goes in and says, it's all about money, it's greed, it's this, it's that. Well, anyway, do you remember what kind of jail time Martha Stewart got? I don't remember what it was. It's like 2 days? I mean, it was laughable. And all the pundits said, oh, this is just, see, this is the state of it. You know, justice for the wealthy. You know, it's everybody got it wrong. The judge was sending a message, and the message was, yeah, I think this jury totally screwed this thing up. And I'm going to give her the bare minimum because this case is a joke. So now take Martha Stewart, liberal, rich liberal, and replace Martha Stewart with a defendant, okay, in a civil case, Bill O'Reilly, rich conservative. Oh, yeah, and by the way, he works for Fox News, the most hated name in news, at least in Manhattan. And the West Side, Los Angeles, and WeHo, right? And all these places, San Francisco. You know, that's why they paid. It's nonsense when O'Reilly said it was for my kids. The company paid because they knew they were going to get their clocks cleaned no matter what the facts of the case were. And that's what it comes down to now. It comes down to raw dollars. And so I'll explain a little bit how the advertising works and all this. Trust me, I understand that too. Given the third hat that I wear. Weeknights at 7. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski here. So it looks like Bill O'Reilly is going to get fired from Fox News. And the question is it about the money? And the answer is, of course, it always is about the money in media. And it's interesting because I've always called this the tyranny of the minority. You know, so you got to understand what happened here in the last 2 weeks to know what I mean. So you have Fox News, highly rated, top killer of cable news, highest rated network. Then you've got Bill O'Reilly, their leading host. He more advertising dollars spent on his program than anywhere else. All right, fine. The news story comes out in the New York Times. Next thing you know, you've got protests out there, women's rights groups outraged over this alleged behavior, that there have been these payouts. And now the big companies, these big brands that are advertising, they're spending millions of dollars a year. These big brands, what do they want? They want customers. They don't want controversy. They want milk and honey. They do not want hot sauce or hot chocolate for that matter. And if you don't get the reference, get the podcast on samnation.com and go back a couple segments. So they don't want controversy. And that's why they dropped. And if you're asking a question, all right, well, Sam, geez, I mean, God, is this the end of Bill O'Reilly? Is he finished? Is he done? I'm going to miss him. No, he's not done, because when this controversy hit, his ratings went up. Now, that's because people are interested to hear if he has something to say about it. There's intrigue, you know, going up, that type of thing. But it also means that his viewers, his fans, are not fazed by this. I have some data to back this up. There was a piece in Forbes magazine, let me see when this was, April 18th, they found that only 17% of Bill O'Reilly's viewers think Fox should cancel a show. So what does that tell me? It tells me you got a guy that knows what he's doing on TV. He's going around grunting like a wild boar, according to one woman, so that's not good. So, you know, you got to get him put him in the right environment. Put him, you know, no, don't hire any women. I don't know what to tell you. Put him in the right environment, give him a camera, and he's going to kill it. There is some network somewhere. He's going to resurface, and he's going to kill it. He'll do just fine. Those viewers are going to follow him. And eventually that viewership, right, is going to generate revenue and is going to recycle. Those eyeballs and that money ends up recycling in the industry and going back into the pot. But that's it. You know, the employer is making a financial decision here too. It's not just about the risk that I mentioned. It's not just about the morale, but it's looking at this from a perspective of dollars. And they have to do that. So it doesn't matter that Bill O'Reilly's the most highly rated host. If nobody wants to advertise on his program, they got a problem. They can't sell the airtime. No, no, no. Sweet James is not representing any of these women. Now, of course, if there was a legitimate claim and these cases can be serious. Look, any case, anytime you're the victim of something, you're hurt, you're damaged, you're down but not out, and you need a lawyer that's going to fight for you. I mean, really champion your cause, take it all the way, and make sure that you don't get screwed. There's only one person to call, and it's the lawyer. We tell you all about him every day here on the program, Sweet James Bergener, the attorney that we trust. And remember, call him. Just a quick phone call, 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. There's no cost. There's no recovery, no fee. Okay? You only pay if he gets you a settlement. And you want to make sure that the right lawyer is on your team. Oh, and if you've got a lawyer right now that you don't like and want to switch, call James. Do that. Or visit his website too. SweetJames.com. All right, Sam Rogowski back right after this.
Say, what is this?
You know what it is. 790-790-790-790. KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, back and behind the microphone here, rounding out a discussion on Bill O'Reilly. Looks like Wall Street Journal is reporting that he's done. And, of course, there's a big meeting tomorrow with all the stakeholders, which really includes it's the Murdoch family. Fox is a family-run business. And behind the scenes, you've got a bit of a generational pull. A lot of the news outlets are reporting this, that, you know, you've got Rupert Murdoch, who is an old dude who started the company from scratch, right? Built up his media empire. And then he's got his two sons, James. And then I never know how to pronounce it. Is it Lachlan? It's got a funny name. And I'm notorious for mispronouncing any funny name, so I'm not even. Ashley's not even here today to tell me how bad I'm mispronouncing stuff. She's anyway. So he's got two sons, and my point is that media outlets have reported that there is this pull between Rupert Murdoch, the old guy, and the new generation. The new generation's like, look, we got to get the sexual harasser, you know, purported sexual harasser out of here. And it is exactly what I told you earlier in the show when I said, look, where's the line? That question, where's the line? Where's the sexual harassment line? Hey, you look good today. Is that sexual harassment? You know, I'll tell you right now, there's some women that are crazy enough to think that that's sexual harassment. Not in my book. But if O'Reilly really called this you know, black employee hot chocolate, I think that's a problem. I mean, that's not okay. Where the line is determined. It's a legal question at the end of the day. Are you liable for sexual harassment as an employer? Are you liable for sexual harassment in the workplace or not? And that question is decided in court eventually somewhere, right? If you've got a case, it's decided in court. And who decides it? Well, the judge instructs on law. He tells the jury what the law is, and the jury decides the facts. That's how our system works. And there's a big difference. I think some of this is a generational thing. Just like tomorrow, I'm not going to be there, obviously. But I would predict that a more measured tone is coming from the older people in the room. And the younger generation is going to argue for change. And it's the same thing that would happen in a courtroom. I made a lot of talking about whether this case were in New York versus Ohio. That's one part of it. But the other part of it is, look, if you've got a 90-year-old judge, it's a big difference if the judge was raised in the 40s and 50s versus a judge that was raised in the 70s and 80s. There was a news story a couple years ago about the youngest judge sitting on a bench in America, and she was 25. You can't. That judge, by the way, that judge, that 25-year-old judge, you're not. You cannot tell me. I promise you, I'm telling you this. I know. Look, the 25-year-old judge is going to look at a case, a sexual harassment case, very, very differently than a 60-year-old judge. And the same with jurors. You get older people on the jury, they're going to take it a different direction. So the line, this is my point here. When people are arguing, want to tell you where the line is, guess what? The line moves. Law evolves. It changes, and it's downstream of culture. First comes our feelings about something, and those feelings change over time. They change generation to generation, decade to decade, century to century, and so these things evolve. All right, I didn't get to the Corioli Muhammad Fresno thing. Tomorrow, I've got a lot of thoughts about it, and so tomorrow I'm going to tackle this head on. I promise you that. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Chop chop, he says I'm gonna win big. Choose not to like.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.